Thank you. with the Russians?
100%, sir.
Submarine launched 12 to 15 megatons of winter strike status 15 minutes prior.
Sink land will force Roosevelt's blast 6 incoming cruise missiles.
The Russians are moving west through Poland. If they head for Germany, we've got the Berlin Brigade, but they're outnumbered.
Sir, we've got another launch, this one from Al-Yes.
SS-18 ICBMs, probable targets New York, Washington, here.
How good is this ceiling?
Anything but a direct hit. Satellites confirm birds in the air. Multiple launches. First impact estimated 25 minutes.
How do we know that's accurate?
It's accurate.
Sir, I advise we go to DEFCON 1.
Get President Zorkin on the hotline.
Zorkin is missing. Sir, we have reports of a coup in Moscow. General Bulgakov is calling the shots now.
Who the hell is Bulgakov?
The asshole who wanted to use nukes in Chechnya.
Sir, DEFCON 1, we're out of time.
Do it.
Sir, it'll take about a minute for the launch sequence to process after you give the order. Before the order can be taken, an ID check must be performed.
My ID number is just on the top.
Yeah. Under the two-man rule, the order must be confirmed by someone on the approved list.
Gene Revelle, National Security Advisor, second from the top.
This is black tie. Okay, I'm on my way. Can we finish this up some other time?
No. You gotta update these fire drills, Billy. I mean, if the shit ever hits the fan, I'm not going underground. This is a goddamn tomb down there.
You also have to choose someone else to face off against besides the Russians all the time.
Really? Let's see. Who else has 27,000 nukes for us to worry about?
It's the guy with one I'm worried about.
Speaking of Russia, I have to send some folks over there to inspect their nuclear decommissioning facility. A place called Armazaz.
Armazaz?
Yeah, whatever. Just think someone from your staff should be on the trip.
I'll go.
Billy, send staff.
I want to go.
And don't underestimate Zorkin, pal. Between his economy, crime, Chechnya, his liver, what's left of it. How is he, by the way?
Well, he scheduled a press conference for this afternoon, so at least we know he can sit up.
It is only criminals and their friends in the West wishing to be separated.
But Mr. President, if you would kindly come back, we do have a few more questions that you would like to ask.
You guys see what I say?
That's very well.
Yeah, he's still with the button all the way up. Get fat.
I know how he feels. Oh, wow. Look at that. Maybe it's not the same jacket.
No. Yeah. The one with the shiny sleeves he wore the last time he got out of the hospital.
He's definitely off the diet.
He's also off the wagon. You hear how he slurred Bonziti in Gruzia?
That must be why Chulinski is hanging around. Keep him off the sauce.
Where's Chulinski?
Next to... What's her name? The chick with the brown hair.
Elena Rishkov.
No, that is not Chulinski.
This is busted. It's Chulinski.
No, you're thinking Trubisky.
No, I'm not.
It ain't Trubisky either.
I know. It's Chulinski.
No, it's not. Believe, trust me.
Look, he is standing next to Elena Rishkov. He was banging her at the Geneva summit.
Chulinski was not at Geneva. Trubisky was at Geneva.
So, what are you saying? Trubisky was banging Elena Rishkov?
I'm just saying Zorkin's putting on weight, really. I don't like us to reduce everything to sex. It's just disgusting.
Oh, that's wrong. Agree. Write it up. And if he is putting on weight, that might have health consequences. So be sure and get it in the afternoon brief. Oh, and somebody find out who is banging Elena Rishkov. This is good.
So what shall we make of Chechnya asking the West for protection? She is like a beautiful virgin, escaping the clutches of a lecherous bear and running to Bill Clinton to save her maidenhood. A poet once wrote, meets the new boss same as the old boss. He could have been writing of us, of Europe, in the 21st century. Over 50 years of America and Russia imposing their will on the European community, East and West. And we are still treated like children, but without the toys or the goodnight chocolates. Each day we lose a little bit more of our separate, sovereign ability to determine our own futures. And each day the world comes just a little bit closer to that terrible moment when the beating of a butterfly's wings unleashes a hurricane God himself cannot stop.
Это невыносимо! Бесконечные вопросы насчет моего здоровья.
Да, господин президент.
Обязательно надо говорить. Он крепкий и бодрый.
Кто-то! На помощь! На помощь!
Is that yours or mine?
Well, for yours, mine's just a show.
Oh, it's not the hospital. You're still here.
Well, I think to be accurate and everything, it's actually you who are still here.
Right.
Not that I'm complaining.
Jack, I know this isn't your mom, but I have something I have to say or I'm going to explode. I don't want you to be scared.
What?
You're in love with me. Jack, I'm a medical professional. I can read the symptoms. You're definitely in love with me.
And that scares you.
Not even a little. But I think it scares you.
No, not even a little. For the record, you're the one who brought it up.
Forget it. I don't know who this is, but
just go about your business.
Timing sucks.
Do what you have to do. I totally understand.
Yes, this is Dr. Muller. No. Muller, you paged me? Oh.
Hello?
Yes, this is Jack Ryan.
Jesus. Okay, I'll be there in half an hour. I gotta go. I have an emergency at work. I have to run. I'm sorry.
Kathy, yeah. How about dinner tonight?
Yeah.
How about tomorrow night?
Jack, I said yes to tonight.
I know.
What kind of emergency does a historian have?
He died at 0420 Zulu. 8.5 hours later, they swore a new president. Now everybody wants to know who this new guy is.
Who is it?
Alexander Nimrod.
You're kidding me. I wrote a paper about him a year ago.
I know.
Oh, Mary Pat, I said he could be next. I said he would be the next guy. I predicted this.
I know.
And nobody read it.
Yeah, nobody read it now, buddy.
Who?
Cabot.
I've been here 14 months. I don't think he knows what I look
like. Are you Ryan?
Yes, sir.
What is this, a paper chase?
What's your advice?
Well, come on, we're late. You're about to breathe air that's way over your pay grade, so listen up. You're going to be asked for analysis and advice, and be goddamn sure you know what you're talking about before you give it. Don't be afraid to say you don't know. And choose your words carefully. Words have a habit of being turned into policy. Hey, you. Give me your phone. Come on, you get back.
Intelligence Committee? I've watched these on C-SPAN. Never actually been to one.
You never watched one of these on C-SPAN.
But our most important assessment comes from a highly placed source inside the Kremlin. In his opinion, Nemirov does not owe his ascension to the military.
Everyone has opinions, Mr. Cabot. I respect that. This morning, my wife woke up and said that I was old, bald, and ugly.
Is that a question, Mr. Chairman?
I told her appearances aren't everything. Would you agree, Mr. Cabot?
I certainly would, sir.
Now this new fellow, Nesmeroz, is that his name?
Nemirov, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, despite what your source says, we hear that Nesmeroz is a hardliner. Is he a hardliner?
No. It's a bit too soon to make that assessment, sir.
Well, according to CNN, your Mr. Nesmeroz is making promises to rebuild the Russian Empire. That sounds pretty rash from where I sit. If I were sitting in Chechnya, I'd be even more worried.
Sir, Nemirov just saying what he needs to say. Get the hardliners off his back. If we leave him alone, Russia will stabilize and push him all bets are over.
When I asked for your advice, I didn't mean that you should actually speak.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cabot.
Mr. Chairman, some of our assets in the Russian government who actually know Mr. Nemirov have not had a chance to report in. I'd like to take a couple of days and gather more information for you before characterizing him. But I do maintain my opinion that appearances can be deceiving.
You're saying I'm wrong?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman. I don't think you're ugly.
I was out of line back there. I apologize.
Senators don't like to be surprised. I always give them a hint of what it is I want to tell them. Then I give them a little while to get used to it. Then I tell them.
I understand. Good. But I'm right about Nemiroff.
Your girlfriend like this stubborn streak in you?
What?
Kathy Muller, second year surgical resident, Baltimore Memorial Hospital. Welcome to the CIA squad.
Your intelligence is a little flawed in this matter. I wouldn't call her my girlfriend yet.
What exactly would you call her?
Great. Amazing. She's just afraid to commit.
She's terrified of commitment.
Man afraid of commitment after 3 days? Alert the media.
I know.
So what does he do?
He was in the Marines before he hurt his back. Now he's an historian.
Yawn?
No. Works for a think tank across the river.
Double yawn.
All right, Rita. We'll see what you have to say after we meet him tonight. He's, cute. Oh, fat fingers.
Kathy! Cute scale, 1 to 10.
Oh, God. I don't know. 12.
Ask them where they found this.
It's when light, why?
Fil Ardi, Fil Jolan,
in the field, in the Golan.
There was quite a lot of fighting there in 1973. They witnessed it.
كان في كتير حروبات هون ب73.
مات ابني في الحرب.
This one says he lost his son.
Does he remember? Was there a plane shot down?
انت بتتذكر اذا شفت طياره انضربت بالنار وقعت؟
نعم طياره حربيه اسرائيلي سقطت.
Yes, an Israeli jet destroyed.
This is worthless.
هاي للاسف ما لها قيمه.
But tell him
I will give him $400 because of his son.
رح نعطيك $400 تعويض عن ابنك.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gosh, saw something you find lying around normally.
Absolutely not.
How did you come by it then?
I found her in the attic of an old mansion house in an old part of Glasgow.
Right. Your little trip to the attic, I think, has got to a piece worth now the best part of £1,000, even in this condition. And had she been in better condition, even more. So, a jolly nice find. I wonder if you could tell me how this rather beautiful lady ended up with such a broken nose.
Well, no, I'm afraid I can't tell you why she had a broken nose. This obviously happened before I found her.
Found her?
I found her, yes. She was very, very dirty.
Uh-huh.
And she was in a pile of rubble. She looked like stone. In fact, what I thought I'd found was a garden ornament.
Hi, so glad you called. I'm running a little late. I'm sorry. Can you come like a half an hour later?
I can't make it. I'm really sorry.
Oh.
It's a last minute work thing.
What's that noise?
I'm calling from a plane.
Look, just came up and I tried to call you at the hospital.
Where are you going?
I can't tell you that, Jack.
You can't tell me where you're going?
Jack. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? Oh, I had a date tonight, so I had to call and cancel.
Oh, don't be stupid. Tell her where you're going. In fact, tell her who you work for. She'll be impressed.
Okay. I work for the CIA, and the director asked me at the last minute to come with him to Russia to do a nuclear arms inspection. Hello?
Hello?
That is so lame.
Oh, Kathy, I swear, it's because of the START treaty. We get to inspect to make sure they're really decommissioning their nuclear arsenal. Hello? Hello? Nice. Thanks a lot.
Здравствуйте, William Cabot.
President Nemirov? Pleasure, sir. May I present Mrs. Lathrop?
Mr. President.
Очень приятно. General Ryan.
Mr. President.
Очень приятно. Dr. Ryan.
Mr. President.
Ah, вы тот самый Dr. Ryan, который меня так хорошо изучил.
You must be the Dr. Ryan who has done such interesting research on me.
Не удивляйтесь. Мы довольно много знаем.
You should not be surprised by this. We know quite a bit.
Например, вы написали, что в институте я бы бабнул.
For instance, we know how wrong you were in your report that I had many girlfriends in college.
На самом деле, после того, как я встретил свою жену на третьем курсе, я ни разу не посмотрел на другую женщину.
I met my wife in my third year and have not looked at another woman since. I was referring to the first 2 years. Sir.
Когда вы стали на личный экзамен по английскому? I like you. Well, in that case, so do I. First, let me apologize for interjecting myself in your inspection, too.
But there is a message I wish for you to take back to President Fowler.
Why don't you just call him on the phone? I would like him to hear it from you, his friend of many years, who received it personally from me. So my expression and the language of my body as I spoke it.
I understand.
Chechnya is an internal affair. What we do there should be none of your concern.
I will relay the message, but I don't think he will agree.
There are those in my country who would use this issue to weaken me.
There are those in my country who say your war in Chechnya is exactly your weakness.
Chechnya is a nation of criminals. Every day brings another cowardly attack on innocent Russian citizens. It is none of your concern.
Stability is our concern. Peace in Chechnya is our concern. And, if I may speak frankly, your control over your military concerns us too.
For you to get involved here, it's like sleeping with another man's wife. And what you're suggesting is that afterward, they can all live together under the same roof. But what really happens is the betrayed husband buys a gun.
That went well.
Who's the guy with Nemirov?
Anatoly Grushkov.
Old KGB?
Been lurking around since Brezhnev. Plays all sides and nobody's had the guts to get rid of him.
Is that because he knows where all the bodies were buried?
Probably because he buried them himself.
And we were able to
Garzon has. Who's who, what their expertise is.
Arzamas 16th is home to the All-Russian Scientific Research Institute of Experimental Physics and is the birthplace of our first atomic bomb. Many of our greatest scientists work here, and many still do. Since 1995, 10,000
people have been involved in the
research.
This is the first time...
We tried so hard to get in here over the years. I sent three people. They all died trying.
I'm a bomb technician. If you see me running, try to catch up. Okay.
Sir?
Sorry.
Just one quick thing.
Sure is nothing.
According to this, there are 17 senior scientists on duty today. I only count 14. Doctors Milanov, Orloff, and Spassky. They don't seem to be here.
I will make inquiries.
Dr. Milanov is out sick. Orloff is on vacation. Spassky, I am grieved to say, was killed. Driving his car to work just this past week.
We move on, shall we?
Please. Impressive. You almost seem to have that information memorized.
I assumed you would ask, Dr. Ryan.
Scientists. Milanov's expertise is detonators. Spassky's expertise is the package, the core itself. And Orlov is a mathematician whose expertise is the geometry of high explosives inside a fission bomb.
Exactly the man you would need if you wanted to build a bomb.
Grushkov would have us believe.
Grushkov's a liar. Milanov is not sick. Orlov hasn't taken a vacation in years, and Spassky was supposed to die driving a car. Doesn't drive.
They have no idea where these guys are.
I'm dying to ask you how you know that.
Secure source inside the room. Code name, Spinnaker.
He gives me stuff, I give him stuff. We keep the back channels open in hopes of staving off disaster. Well, and speaking of disaster,
did you call your girlfriend yet?
No, I haven't figured out how I'm going to dig myself out of this one.
All right, listen. Call her up and invite her to the White House Correspondents' Dinner Sunday night. It's the hottest ticket in town. She'll love it.
Sounds great. How do I get in?
Trust me.
Still loving your desk job?
Yeah, I am.
How is your Russian?
Still works. Why?
Three Russian nuclear scientists are missing. I need to know where they are.
I thought I wasn't doing this anymore.
I just need information this time, Johnny. Your orders are on the plane. Wheels up at 2330. Have a nice flight. Sunday night, 8 o'clock at the Hilton. The tickets are under the name of John Clark. You do have a tux.
Yeah, yes, sir.
My beautiful wife, Julie, is from New Jersey. 15 electron volts. And is, as you know, half Jewish, so we'll take Florida's 25 electoral votes and divide by two.
That's
beautiful.
My friend Rita stayed here while she said this.
She will be named Virginia. 13 electoral votes.
Maybe after tonight.
In fact, even if it's a boy, he'll be named Virginia.
You do? Already did.
She reminds me that I have publicly acknowledged that as a young Marine officer in Vietnam, I did on a handful of occasions smoke marijuana. California, 54.
Approximately 0600 Moscow time, the Russians launched a massive artillery strike against Grozny, the capital of Chechnya. The shells contain an experimental chemical weapon known as the Novichok binary nerve agent.
Saturation, you can see it on those infrared sat photos, took 20 minutes, after which every man, woman, and child inside a radius of roughly 12 miles was rendered helpless by symptoms approximating acute, late-stage cerebral palsy.
Oh my God. How many dead?
Best guess, 80%.
Which means Nemiroff just launched the most massive attack in the history of chemical warfare.
Let's talk response.
The worst thing we could do is nothing.
I agree. If you let him get away with chemical weapons, what's next? Biological? Nuclear?
Okay. Short of gassing the Kremlin, what's the strongest response we can make?
We send in peacekeepers.
Chechnya's not sovereign.
Look, they requested recognition, so we recognize them. Not full diplomatic recognition. Provisional. Then we get the Chechens to request emergency international assistance, and we send in peacekeepers.
How do you get them in there?
The fastest way would be to fly them in from Turkey. Over Armenian airspace?
To screw Russia, they won't complain.
Let's do it. Nemiroff can choke on it.
Bill.
Dr. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Mr. President, conventional wisdom would suggest that Nemiroff is playing the traditional Russian role. Be aggressive, flex your muscles, dare the world to stop you. But Nemiroff isn't conventional.
He walks like a hardliner, he talks like a hardliner.
Yes, sir, but with all due respect, I don't think he is one.
He just gassed the capital of another country, Doctor. With all due respect, you're wrong.
So what are we wasting our time for?
What if Nemiroff didn't order the attack? What if it was a rogue general or a splinter military unit frustrated they couldn't get the rest of the rebels out of the city?
Have you any reason to believe he didn't order it, or are you just floating this?
I don't think he did it, sir. I would bet he didn't do it.
If I could ask senior staff to remain behind for a few minutes, please.
to turn it up.
Captain Katzoff.
Finally.
Every
nation has a right to defend itself.
Terrorism
must end. The bombing of
Chechnya was my decision. Let's go, Dave. Get to the
cielo. General, tu non ci chiedi all'ultimo. Stanno in comunisti.
Tutti. Stanno in comunisti. Просто уберите их. Иначе весь мир узнает, что я не контролировал ситуацию. В наше время лучше считаться преступником, чем я потерял.
And how is our Russian friend affected by this?
I am not affected. I remain devoted to our little plan.
That's what you're charging us. I'm not surprised.
And the American?
Mr. Misson is a believer. I put a little extra in the escrow account for him.
Why?
Because he won't live long enough to receive it.
Where is the package?
It left Haifa a week ago. I'm told these things can kill you. Je vous prie de m'excuser, but so much has changed. Perhaps the new situation suggests we consider a different approach. Maybe try to bring Russia more into Europe, more into our way of thinking.
We have discussed that,
Monsieur Monceau. And with your concurrence, reject a bit.
Oh, perhaps we were hasty. Perhaps our plan is...
Is what?
Oh, not perfectly conceived.
Bist du verrückt? Auf der ganzen Welt arbeiten rechtsradikale Parteien, nationalistische Bewegungen, Nazis, Aryan Nations, zum ersten Mal alle zusammen? Das ist doch perfekt.
Well, I respect the will and judgment of my friends. But in light of the week's events, I am grown uncomfortable with this plan. So I must beg your leave. Gentlemen.
Herr Haft will help you out.
Yes. Yes, all right, brother.
Ben.
Well, we saw what they were like in World War II.
Нападение на Чечню
оказывает
опасный и тревожный поворот в политике России. Этот факт требует жесткого и самого прямого ответа Запада. Поэтому войска НАТО направляются в Чечню с мирными целями для обеспечения гуманитарной помощи жертвам этой...
Нет, так и знал.
Франц. Что ты будешь делать?
Ничего. Мы ничего не будем делать.
These are 4 hours old Russian 12th, 15th, and 2nd tank regiments.
They haven't moved. Why haven't they moved?
Nemirov's too smart to move those tanks.
He speaks.
Jack, look. Nemirov's got like, what, 19,000 tanks? No way NATO can match that.
Well, that's why he's not going to move them. It's like a chess game. He's just thinking 3 moves ahead. He knows he has so many more tanks than we do. The NATO playbook says the only way we can stop him is using tactical nuclear weapons.
And there's no way he wants to risk a nuclear war over this.
I also think he's sending us a message. He didn't bomb Grozny.
Коридора.
Я не видел Сашу с университета.
Ты был его ассистентом?
Да.
Странно, я не помню тебе.
Когда он узнал, что я буду в резонансе, он попросил меня там заглянуть. Это вам.
О, спасибо.
Не за что, не за.
Он говорит, что увезет меня на Запад.
Для этого нужны деньги.
Если дурак ему не платит, так другие нашлись. У него секретная работа.
Государственная?
Для богатых дураков. Но это абсолютно то же самое. Делай то, не делай это. Да еще запретили звонить матери.
Свиньи.
Я могу умереть сегодня, а ему не везти звонить матери. Ну, мой Саша умный. Позвонил вчера вечером.
Clark got us her number. NSA was able to collect records of all calls made to that number last night and trace it back to here. It's an abandoned Soviet army base outside of Cherkasy on the Kremenchug Reservoir.
What are 3 Russian atomic scientists doing in Ukraine?
Fair guess. They're building a bomb.
I mean, Nemirov has thousands of bombs. Why does he need to build a secret one?
Deniability. Build one nobody knows about. You could drive it to Chechnya in the trunk of his Beamer. No way to track it. No way to trace it. And you could set it off and sit back and say, I didn't do it.
With all due respect, sir, I don't think that adds up.
It adds up. You just don't like what it adds up to.
Пойду.
I have to go outside for just a second. Okay, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. One second.
Sir, I read reports.
I reviewed your military records, Jack. You can take care of yourself.
Yes, sir. I'm not trained for that.
I'm not asking you to be an operations officer, just my eyes and ears. I can't go.
So, this isn't sanctioned.
I want you to give this to Clark, see what he finds out. Bring it home.
Yes, sir.
Jack, we never had this discussion.
What discussion?
Okay, Clark. So this is 3 days ago. It shows vehicles here, guards here, and here.
I gotta get one of those.
Now, the infrared satellite was in position 34 hours ago and took this photograph. That shows guards here, here.
I think I'm email.
There are two more at the checkpoint, between 2 and 5 in the barracks, two with the package, which we believe to be right here.
No problem. Give me a couple guys, a box of tranquilizer darts. We're lucky we can be out in 6 minutes.
Well, actually, there is a problem.
What's that?
This is yesterday. No guards visible at all.
And why is that a problem, Mr. Ryan?
For two reasons. Either we can't see them, which is bad, or worse, they left, and we're too late.
Suit up.
What?
You can't go dressed like that.
No. I'm an analyst. I don't go on the mission.
Relax, 007. It's not a mission. It's just a recce.
Well, okay, fine. Whatever you call it. I don't do that. I just write reports.
Okay. So write a report about it. Suit up.
Clark, no. Clark. No. No. Cabot tells me you got my ticket to the correspondence dinner. Have a good time. I've never been to one of those. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Stay here and make sure no one steals my boat. I'll be right back.
Zelen Mikola! Zahain!
Oh, jeez.
Kidek Broil!
Oh, God.
Zahain, I'm Zemle Padlon.
Immigration didn't call you guys, huh?
Tisho Padlon, Erezumish, Ukrainskaya Mobe!
I'm sorry. You speak English? I don't speak much Ukrainian. I know this doesn't look good, but it's not what you think. I'm an American citizen. I have my papers. Okay, okay, no papers. Please, just put the gun down, all right? Okay. I'll put the light. Here we go. I'm putting
it low.
Стреляй, Микола, его!
Кидай зброю!
Shoot him, Ryan.
Тройся руши!
Shoot him.
Тройся руши, не кирбуй тронь!
Стреляй, Микола!
Стреляй!
Руши!
Стреляй, его, падло!
Shoot him before he figures out what I'm saying.
Три! Два! Один!
Their shoes.
What?
Tell them to take their shoes off.
Снимайте ботинки. Скидайте все. Не бойся, тебя никто не тронет.
You speak Ukrainian?
Yeah. You know?
Whatever it is, they always spray paint. It's big. About the size of a fridge. The imprint it left is pretty deep, too, so we know three things for sure. It was heavy, something was radioactive, and now it's gone.
You said one of them spoke English?
South African.
Okay, so the question is, what's a South African doing in the Ukraine with three Russian scientists and a crate from Israel? You better hurry.
Most people believe the 20th century was defined by the death struggle of communism versus capitalism, and that fascism was but a hiccup. Today we know better. Communism was a fool's errand. The followers of Marx gone from this earth, but the followers of Hitler are bound and thrive. Hitler, however, had one great disadvantage. He lived in a time when fascism, like a virus, like the AIDS virus, needed a strong host in order to spread. Germany was that host. But strong as it was, Germany could not prevail. The world was too big. Fortunately, the world has changed. Global communications, cable TV, the internet. Today the world is smaller. And the virus does not need a strong host in order to spread. This virus is airborne. One more thing. Let no man call us crazy. They called Hitler crazy, but Hitler wasn't crazy. He was stupid. You don't fight Russia and America. You get Russia and America to fight each other. And destroy each other.
Ukraine doesn't exactly have a thriving export economy, but it's all online. I pulled up every shipping manifest for the past 2 weeks. The only crate the size of that imprint was picked up at Kiev International 10 days ago and flown to the Canary Islands.
Well, I can't find Cabot, so the Air Force has a nuclear assessment team.
Call them. Jack, you got put on a cargo freighter headed for the East Coast.
What?
Baltimore, Jack. It's coming here.
Spectacular view
that, we'll have all the rest of the pregame festivities as well as the arrival of the nation's number one football fan in just a moment.
Yeah, he could be ill, he could be injured. We have no...
президент. В Америке произошел ядерный взрыв. Мы пришли за вами.
Что?
Мы не знаем пока всех деталей. Но Россия здесь точно ни при чем.
После Грозного на это можно только надеяться.
Мы готовы для вас заявление о непричастности.
И выражение соблюдаю.
Хорошо, господин президент.
Еще, Юрий, да? Попримите патрульные войска, перевели армию.
Хорошо.
Baltimore.
Listen, Kevin got the president out.
Where's the president now?
They're taking him airborne. He's on Mayock.
Why?
They think it might be the Russians.
It wasn't the Russians. I gotta talk to Kevin. Can you patch me through to the plane?
Kevin's not on the plane.
We don't know where he is. We just know he's not there. Can you call back in about
an hour?
We don't have an hour. The fellow's gonna want to show how tough he is. He's gonna hit back now. Prove that it wasn't the Russians before he's convinced it is.
Well, can you get back to Langley?
No, there's no time. There must be a command post on site. The radiation assessment team, where are they?
Sandler Tunnel, south of the city. Jack, listen, the prevailing winds are blowing the fallout to the east and the north. As long as you stay south, you're okay.
You all right? How the hell do you think I am? How many casualties? We don't know. How the hell did it get in there?
We don't know. Radar didn't pick it up, but wasn't a missile.
Well, how is Kevin? Where is he?
I don't know.
Well, what do you know?
I don't know, all right? I don't know.
All right.
Okay. I don't know, for Christ's sake.
President, I recommend that we move to DEFCON 2.
I don't even know where that came from. Where's our intelligence?
Russian air defenses have moved to their highest level.
Well, maybe they're afraid of being attacked, and I can't get this goddamn chair to open!
Sir, DEFCON
statement. We don't know who did it. We don't even know where we are.
Russians are at highest alert.
Excuse me. You think?
Sir, DEFCON 2.
You're groping in the dark here, so it's a little...
This is too much goddamn bullshit!
Not enough fact.
Herr Faust has left for America, and now we are counting on you.
I assure you, I will earn every penny.
Слышали взрывы бомбы в Америке? Но вы не знаете, что 15 минут назад баллистическая ракета США нанесла удар по Москве! Мы получим приказ немедленно атаковать американский авианосец, который выходит к боевому радиусу в районе Северного моря. Приготовьтесь к боевому вылету! Москва горит!
Captain. Jack Ryan, CIA.
Lord Shiro, you need to wait outside with everybody else.
Oh, I don't think so. I need to know everything you know about the bomb.
Look, pal, we're collecting samples, and we have to analyze the debris. So take a number, get in line, and we'll have the report out tomorrow.
Captain, I don't have time for this. I need to know where this bomb came from. I will settle from where it didn't come from, but I need to know now. Otherwise, there may not be a tomorrow.
Wesson, where are you?
About a quarter mile report from Ground Zero.
I think this is about as far as we go. Our feet are sizzling. But I'm getting my ass here at nearly the limit of our gear.
Okay. Cut the rope and Lucy, get the hell out of here.
Roger that.
The crate the bomb was shipped in. Somebody had to sign for it when it got to port. Customs must have a database. Get me a name. And where's Captain?
No one knows. Checking the hospitals.
Have you tried Memorial?
It wouldn't be there. It's on the other side of the...
No, I mean, is it still... It's Kathy's hospital.
As far as I know, it's still there, but the phones are down.
All right, can you keep checking for me?
Could have launched a cruise missile. DSP sats might not have picked it up.
Now just a minute. We don't know that this is Russia.
But we don't know it's not.
Look, if they were sending us a message like stay out of Chechnya, the whole point would be for us to know it was them, not to sneak one in.
Except that they could inspire the kind of dithering and confusion that we're going through right now.
Mr. President, Bradlight.
President Nemiroff, a short time ago there was a major nuclear event on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Loss of life is severe.
It was no accident.
It was not an accident.
We don't yet know where it came from.
We have not yet ascertained the source of this weapon. Rest assured.
Мы еще не располагаем точной информацией о том, кем был нанесен удар. Но можем вас заверить, что виновные понесут самое строгое наказание.
Это проверка. Отвечай.
Whoa, that was a little fast.
Please accept the deepest sympathies of the Russian people. If it was deliberate, this is a crime without precedent. What madman would do such a thing, and for what purpose? You must believe that Russia had nothing to do with this infamous act.
Scan! You prepared that in advance.
President Nemiroff, we have no reason to suspect Russian involvement at this time.
Мы примем все необходимые меры, чтобы оградить себя от дальнейшей агрессии.
Он думает, что это мы.
Надо продемонстрировать им всю силу нашего оружия.
Они должны понять, что нападение на Россию равносильно самоубийству.
Усилить состояние боеготовности.
I'm picking up intermittent radar bearing 020.
Where?
came from Russian aircraft, there is no question.
Connell thinks that he can save the ship, but flight ops are definitely out.
Сийского самолета.
Я не давал приказа атаковать. Вы не должны предпринимать ответных действий.
Until we investigate all possibilities.
Like you did in Chechnya? Mr. President, who is in control of your armed forces?
Вы сбросили бомбу на Хиросиму. Вы сбросили бомбу на Нагасаки. Не вам читать не морал про Чечню.
Lecture me on Chechnya.
Mr. President, we are now at a de facto state of war with the Russians.
John Clark was in Haifa yesterday. I don't know where he is today, but he may have something, so we have to find him right away.
Wow, check out that gadolinium meeting.
Yeah, the mass fraction is huge.
Okay, connect me to Dylan, will you?
I'll hold.
There it is. Savannah River.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what?
They always have that gadolinium problem. Hanford does it another way. They always generate too much promethium.
Hold on a second. Can you translate that into English for me?
This plutonium came from the DOE plant at Savannah River. February of 68 from K reactor. You can even tell which part of K reactor.
Wait a minute. This is our plutonium?
Made in the USA.
Dylan, you gotta find Cabot for me.
Are you advocating we launch a first strike?
It is not a first strike! There's already been a first strike and a second. Don't you get it?
No, I don't get it. I don't understand why we have to nuke him, for God's sake. It's not reasonable.
Get this, God damn it. We practically sank an aircraft carrier. Their missile silos are hot. We're getting nothing but bullshit from Nemiroff. And let's not forget how this thing started, okay? They tried to kill me, remember? Don't fucking tell me to be reasonable.
address for the Crete.
Yeah, port of Baltimore. Can you get to the docks?
Yeah.
Find the Transcon warehouse. The name on the manifest is Mason.
Sorry, I need this truck.
F-16s. Pretty goddamn strong.
Can't afford for them to see us as weak. We gotta know we have the guts to take it to the next level.
I think they'll get that message.
Get them.
Способные нанести первый удар.
Может быть, он не знает, что это первый удар.
Как только и бомбардировщики стал поднимутся в воздух, у нас не будет другого выбора. Это сигнал к действию.
Что можно предпринять, чтобы дело не дошло до бомбардировщиков?
Возможно, нам все-таки
стоит... Приведите ракетные войска в состоянии полной боеготовности. У них сразу пропадет охота атаковать.
Everyone, can I have your attention, please? The generator has gone out. I don't want anyone to move because there's too much broken glass everywhere. Just stay where you are. We will get back to you. Okay, fine. Please, stay where you are. We're going to get you one by one. Sir, can you hear me? Can you feel your arms and legs?
You know, it's an idea on working trip, okay?
Sir, we're going to take care of you, right?
What do you got? What do we do with the ones we know won't make it? Whatever we can.
To the materials that made you sick. Mr. Ghazi, I'm not the police. I'm a physician. I assure you that anything you say to me stays between us.
My friend and I find bomb. We sell to money buy such things.
Is it this man? Other people may have come in contact with that bomb. Lazan Musa Hadihan.
To die? Yes.
Yes.
His name is Olson. He lives in Damascus.
Население Колорадо Спрингс. 300-400 тысяч.
Господин президент, надо смотреть правде в глаза. Применить ядерное оружие против Америки – это шаг на пути к взаимному уничтожению.
Но они думают, что вы уже это сделали. А что нам теперь? Сидеть и ждать, пока они нас ее уничтожат?
Я не могу остановить то, что мне начал. Mr. President, we need you to initiate snap count. What happens then?
We prepare to take out their land-based missiles with a massive nuclear strike. Find and kill their subs. Knock out whatever planes they have on the ground, and mobilize our fighters to destroy the ones they already have in the air.
What are our chances?
David?
Odds are... leave Nemiroff in a pretty pickle. He'll be left with, at best, a few hundred nukes. The ones we can't find. Mostly the Smaller, more mobile, less accurate kind.
All he can do with those is target our cities.
But he knows to an absolute certainty that we will respond against his cities.
I spent my entire adult life wanting to be president.
This is my presidency.
Keep his 300 nukes. It's still a credible deterrent against some future aggressor. I think he'll push back from the table and call it a night.
I'm giving the order for snap count. Maximum readiness.
He shows wire payments of $45 million from someone named Dressler.
Dylan, go run Dressler, find out who he is. Jack, I really want you out of there.
I am at the docks. I think there's somebody
inside. State the name Dressler's anywhere.
No, Jack, get out of there. Dylan, call Baltimore PD, give him the address. Hurry. Jack, wait for the cops.
Okay.
Said you might need some help. I gotta get to the Pentagon. I think I can help you with it. ПВО в боевую готовность.
Mr. President, the Russians are scrambling their fighters. We are out of time.
Dave!
It's a hard condition.
Get a doctor.
David? Mr. President.
Dave, where's your nitro?
I said get a doctor in
Mr.
Here.
President.
Yes, sir.
Colonel, bring the launch codes.
Okay, Dressler's an Austrian manufacturer, billionaire. His father was executed at Nuremberg. 5 years ago, he bought himself a seat in Parliament, and then he got booted out for saying nice things about the Nazis.
Rudy, you gotta get me through to the president.
I can't do it, Jack.
Come on, get me through!
They're in the snap count, Jack. There's no way in.
Bullshit!
Thank you.
No, it's fine. I got it. It's fine.
Got some dirt on the car.
It's happening.
I see that car, sir.
No, it's not.
Alert.
I understand.
Sir, put the car down, please, and take a step.
Back off.
I am ordering you.
Hold on. Put the guy back off. Take a step back now. I am ordering you to take a step back immediately, sir.
General, there's a Dr. Ryan from the CIA. He wants to enter NNCC. He's unescorted, sir.
What's he want?
You, sir.
Sir, my name is Jack Ryan. I have an urgent message from Director Cabot that I need to transmit over the hotline immediately.
What's your authorization?
I don't have an authorization.
Well, then where's Cabot?
Cabot's dead, sir. I just need to get this information sent, please.
Not without authorization, you don't get him out of here.
What? Wait a minute! General! The president is basing his decisions on some really bad information right now. And if you shut me out, your family and my family and 25 million other families will be dead in 30 minutes. My orders are to get the right information to the people who make the decisions. I just need to send some information.
What makes you think the president will even listen to you?
He doesn't have to.
На каком расстоянии их бомбардировщики?
По данным наших радаров, господин президент, они уже на территории Польши.
Переведите ракетные войска в полную боевую готовность.
About a minute for the launch sequence to process after you give the order. Before the order can be taken, an ID check must be performed.
My number is the third number down from the top.
Your order, sir?
Strike.
I'm sorry, sir.
I give the order to strike.
Under the two-man rule, the order to strike must now be confirmed.
Oh, for the love of God. Just do it. Senior and Secretary of State is the fourth number down.
Now been confirmed by the two-man rule.
MCC, this is Lassiter. Strike order has been confirmed. Start the sequence.
We've got activity on the hotline.
They've had their chance.
No, somebody's talking to the Kremlin.
As you can imagine, there has been much confusion here and fear. But we know the weapon was not Russian.
But we know that it was not Russian.
What the hell is going on?
Goodbye.
Thanks, Abe.
I met you in Moscow with Bill Cabot. Died today in Baltimore.
Cut him off.
We can't.
Launch sequence has begun.
2 months ago, a neo-fascist named Dressler bought an A-bomb on the black market.
Cut him off.
The system is set up so you can't cut it off. That's the whole idea.
Then get somebody down there to stop him.
He paid 3 disaffected Russian scientists to make the bomb active. He shipped it to the U.S., where a man named Mason was hired to deliver the bomb to the target and set our countries on a collision course.
Не верю. Ни одному слову не верю. Этот Райан агент ЦРУ.
Судьба страны не должна зависеть от слов врага.
Никогда не будете глупо слушаться.
What are you asking of me?
Back down.
Оставайтесь.
What guarantee do I have that President Fowler will follow suit?
None.
господин президент, пора принимать решение.
А ведь здесь немедленно, у вас осталось всего несколько минут.
Sir, I know you. I know you had nothing to do with the Baltimore bomb, and you sure as hell know you didn't. But you're still about to launch a nuclear strike against us.
Yes,
this
sir.
No longer has anything to do with Baltimore. Now it's about
Dr.
fear.
Ryan.
Our fear of
Stop
your missiles, your fear of our sons.
Move away from the keyboard.
Fear of these weak, fear of making mistakes.
Sergeant, move away from
the
keyboard.
You're the guy that has built these goddamn bombs in the first place.
Stopped.
Его прервали.
Черт. Они готовятся к атаке?
Я жду вашего приказания к пуску.
Defensive alert for the moment, but our offensive forces are withdrawn.
If you match our move, I propose a phased mutual stand down over the next 5 hours.
Stop the launch sequence.
Lassiter here. Flash override. Stop the sequence. Stop the sequence.
Order the planes to stand down. Take us to DEFCON 3.
Would somebody ask Mr. Ryan if I can use the phone now?
Thank you.
There is no more fitting memorial for those who perished in this tragedy than the steps we have taken this week toward a multinational campaign to root out and eliminate weapons of mass destruction. We have finally learned, at far too great a cost, that the most powerful weapons ever created are unleashed, fired on an angry.
Dr. Ryan.
Mr. Grushka.
It is a lovely day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Dr. Mula. How do you do?
Nice to meet you.
Why am I not surprised that you know her name?
Our friend William thought I was a spy. Of course, he could never prove it.
He never told me you were friends.
Perhaps he didn't know you well enough.
Cabot did tell me he had a source in Russia.
To keep the back channels open.
In hopes of staving off disaster.
President Kennedy said, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. And we are all mortal.
I will miss so very much talking to William.
Me too.
Perhaps from time to time you and I can talk.
Yeah, I'd like that.
This gift for your engagement.
He just asked me this morning.
We haven't told anybody about it. How could you possibly know?